So we begin this week the final Chumash of the five Chumashim, the final Sefer of the Chamishe Chumashe Torah, Chumash Devarim. It's unique, as the Ramban points out in his introduction, in the way that it's presented as Moshe Rabbeinu speaking straight to the Jewish people. Chumash opens with a clear sense of time and date. The Torah tells us where and when this is happening. Alan, welcome in. The Torah tells us right from the outset, Eilat Dvar Moshe, Dibar Moshe, Kol Yisrael, very, very clear description, very clear introduction. The following Sefer is the final speech of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. You get a sense of place. So much description of place that Rashi famously points out this is not only about where this happened, a lot of many different locations are mentioned. The opening pasuk, it's also various locations that Moshe spoke about. He's reminding Klal Yisrael of their history. Remember what happened at the Yom Suf, remember what happened here, remember what happened with the Mun, and so on and so forth. And the Torah goes on and tells the pasuk Gimel, this is about Barim Shana, the 40th year. The last year of Moshe's life. 11 months, the first of the month is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Moshe Rabbeinu passes away Zayin Adar, at the end of Chumash Devarim. So the entire Chumash Devarim spans 36, 37 days. Right? Chumash Bereishis spans thousands of years. Chumash Bamidbar spans around 39 years. Chumash Devarim spans 36, 37 days. Over the course of Chumash Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to take Klal Yisrael, the first couple of prakim, on a tour of Jewish history. So we remind them, remember we were at Har Sinai, remember when we were sent to Meraglim, remember this episode and that episode. A lot of Jewish history in the opening chapters of Chumash Devarim was actually being narrated, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, the very clear intro here, that takes place over the course of a month and a week. The month of Shvat and the first week of Adar leading up to the final day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And we have a sense of what the Torah goes on to contextualize. This is after he had already, as we learned about the end of Chumash Bamidbar, waged a very successful military encounters with these two mighty Canaanite kings who were in what we would call the Golan Heights in northern Jordan. The northern half of the eastern bank of the Yarden, the southern half of the eastern bank of the Yarden, the Jewish people had left alone over the last couple of months. Edom, Ammon, and Moab, but the northern half of the eastern bank and above that into the Golan Heights, which had been under the sovereignty of these Canaanite kings, Sihon and Og, Moshe had already successfully fought against them over the preceding couple of months. And Rashi says, now he's in a position to have a heart-to-heart with Klal Yisrael and to give them real Musar. The sort of real Musar you can't give every day, but this is Moshe's end is nearing, and he has a unique opportunity to share ideas with Klal Yisrael. Now, It does seem a little repetitious, a very clear introduction, time and place and what to expect and what the content is going to be. But it's a little much, the Vilna Gaon points out. Eilat Dvar Moshe, Dibar Moshe Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe spoke to the Jewish people. And again, then we get the sense of where, Eivar HaYarden, Ba'arava, etc., Chados Yom Echorev, Pasuk Gimel. Now we have the time. Once again, Diber Moshe al Bnei Yisrael. Achari Hakoso in Pasuk Dalet. That's the first two psukim give a sense of where. The Eilat Dvar Moshe Diber Moshe. The next two psukim give a sense of when. But again, Diber Moshe. Seems a little repetitious. Say, in such and such a place, at such and such a time, Diber Moshe. And then in the Pasuk, hey, the last of three, the last pasuk of this introduction, seem to repeat again where we are. Be'eva ha'yarden be'eretz Moav. We're across the Yarden, the land of Moav. This is land that they had not conquered from Moab, the land that Sichon had conquered from Moab, and they had conquered from turn from Sichon. Ho'il Moshe be'eres ha-Torah ha-zos le'mar. Moshe now begins to explain the Torah as follows, and that's sort of the end of the introduction. Pasuk Vav, you're ready to get into content. Hashem Elokeinu Dibrei le'bechor le'mar begins with a review of the departure from Har Sinai, and then from there into several prakim of history, and then we're going to get into many prakim of halacha, and so on and so forth. There's a lot. It seems like a very lengthy introduction, and three times we hear that the Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the Jewish people. Dibur Moshe and Pasuk Aleph, Dibur Moshe and Pasuk Gimel, and Be'eras HaTorah Hazos. And Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah. What's with the repetition? So I want to share with you, I'll take a quick peek inside, an incredibly incisive comment of Vilna Gaon, quoted by Rav Mecklenburg, Yaakov Mecklenburg, in the Ksav V'HaKabbalah, in his opening paragraph on the Chumash Dvarim. Take a look right here. Can you see it? You see the Ksav V'HaKabbalah, Parshas Dvarim? You have it on the screen. Fantastic. He says, "Daki chameshes apsukim arishonim heim hakadama shal kol ha-sefer." He says these five psukim are the introduction to the entire sefer. Well, we saw that's giving a sense of where and when. He says no. It's more than just that. This is framing. This is the framework, the layout of the entire sefer. Watch what he does. V'yesh behem shlosha pa'amim l'shon dibur shel Moshe. Is that we just pointed out that three times in the course of five psukim, the Torah says Moshe spoke. Asha Dibur Moshe, Dibur Moshe B'nai Yisrael, Ho'il Moshe Be'er. Right? Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Hei, as we just saw. He says, you know why? Ki yesh b'sefer zeh gimel halakim. Because if you look, bird's eye view, zoom out, sort of look at the whole span, not just Parshas Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim has five chunks. It says, Chelok Aleph, Mitchilas HaSefer, Ad Vayikra Shekodim Aseres HaDibros. The first four prakim of Sefer Dvarim, all of Parshas Dvarim into Vaschanan, up until where you get to the Aseres HaDibros in Vaschanan, that's Musar. Let's take a look. Here, with this, we already saw the beginning of Dvarim, beginning of this week's Parsha. Hashem Elokeinu Dibrei Eleinu. If you have a Chumash in front of you, you can scan through the first two and a half prakim, which are Chumash Devarim, into Vaschanan. Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing the last couple of decades of Jewish history with Klal Yisrael, what happened with the Meraglim, what happened in various situations in the Midbar. Recently, further back, the war with Sichon, the story of Reuven and Gad that we had in Leni not long ago, that had happened the last few months. We hear about beginning of Vaschanan, about Moshe Rabbeinu davening to Klal Yisrael to allow him in, and then after three chapters of history, Perek Dalet, still in this first section, V'ata Yisrael Shema Lachukim HaMishpatim Yisrael Nochim La Medeschem. Now he begins to give more direct Moshe, Lo Sosifu, Lo Sigru, and so on and so forth. You got to keep all the mitzvahs. You have to know how special you are. Miga Gadol Shelo Lokim Karvim Elav Kashem Lokim B'Kol Chol Karvim Elav Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin. Such incredible, remarkable, singular relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such easy intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the privilege and the obligation of mitzvahs, and it's so critically important to keep it and to remember. And this takes us all the way into the end of Perek Dalet. The end of Perek Dalet already brings us to some of the scary psukim, the psukim that we actually read the morning of Tisha B'Av. If Mashiach has not come between now and next week, and Tisha B'Av has not yet been transformed into Sasan V'Simcha, into Yom Tov, so we anticipate that next week on Tisha B'Av morning, we'll be reading from the end of Perek Dalet, of Chumash Devarim, of Parshas Vaschan, Ki Solid Banim Uvnei Banim No Shantim Ba'aretz. We read about Jewish people being Eretz Yisrael, and losing track of what's really important and going into galus, uvikashtem misham, and the capacity we have even in galus to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the importance of learning Jewish history, Perek Dal and Pasuk Lamed Beis, Sha'al Nal Yom Rishonim, remember, put things into perspective, Hashem Ha'am, any other religion, is any other religion based upon a story of mass revelation, and so on and so forth, all the way to the end of Perek Dalet. So the Ksava Kabbalah writes, based on the Vilkoin, the Vilna Gaon, the first four chapters, Chumash, Parshas Devarim into Parshas Va'aschanan, to the end of the fourth Perek, that is section one of the three sections of Chumash Devarim. Musar, as he puts it. Some of it begins with history. The first three chapters are a review of different events of the last 40 years with a clear Musar angle, sort of thinking about good decisions we've made and decisions we've made that we're not so proud of. And then in Perek Dalet, direct Musar, discussion of different ideas, understanding our opportunities, understanding challenges, understanding being in Eretz Yisrael, thinking about what it means to go into Galus, understanding why we might end up in Galus, and what our options and opportunities are, even in Galus, we can still reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, as the Ksav HaKabbalah put it, the Vayikra that comes right before the Aseres HaDibros in Va'aschanan, because as we know, the second telling of the Aseres HaDibros, the first one was, of course, in Parshas Yisro, the second one is in next week's Sedra Parshas Va'aschanan. So the Vayikra, here we are, Perek Hei Pasuk Aleph, Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael, Shema Yisrael El Sachukim V'Shvatim. Now he switches tune. Jewish people, now it's time to listen to the mitzvahs, the Chukim and the Mishpatim. And he begins by talking about Ma'amad Har Sinai. That's really where the history of Halacha begins, in the most robust sense. And here we go. Within a couple of psukim, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Perek Hei, Pasuk Vav, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Sasalcha, Lo Sisa, Shabbos, and so on and so forth. And so he points out, this is the opening, the Vayikra, right before Aseres HaDibros, this Perek Hei, Pasuk Vav, Vayikra, Moshe, Kol Yisrael, sort of like a new start. Right? Moshe calls to the Jewish people, and now he starts talking all over again. This is speech, this is section two. This is the section, let's come back to the Ksava, language of the Ksava Kabbalah. Chelek Beis, Min Vayikra, from Perek Hei Pasuk Aleph, that Vayikra that we saw, which introduces us there as HaDibros, and that, from the middle of Aschanan, all the way through Ekev and Re'eh, Shoftim, Kiseitse, and into Kisavo, is the very, very lengthy section two of Chumash Devarim, and that is dedicated, Hu Medaber Meha Mitzvos. And that's dedicated to Halacha. Now, you think about it. Right? It's clearly, it begins with Aseres HaDibros, it begins with Ma'amad Har Sinai, and then into Shema and Tefillin and Mezuzah and Vayam Shamoaz and Ekev and Birkas HaMazons and Ekev. There is some Musar there as well, but the Re'eh is a strong focus on Halacha. Then from Re'eh, the vast majority of Re'eh into Shoftim Kiseitz and Begim Kisavo, straight Halacha, one after another, Re'eda is a focus on halachas that relate to Avodah Zarah, Shoftim is a focus on halachas that relate to leadership, and then of course Kiseitse is a vast and very diverse array of mitzvahs and parashas Kiseitse into the beginning of Kisavo with Mikir Bikurim and Vidui Meiser. So that's this middle section So the first section of Sefer Devarim, the first four prakim, Musar. The second 22 section of 22 prakim, from prakim Hay through prakim Chavav, into Perek Chav Zayin, really is mitzvahs, from the middle of Aschanan into Parshas Kisavo, and then comes the third section. And he says, in terms of the second section, L'chein amarsham t'chila, Eila ha'edos v'achukim, Shehu yinechem ha'shekazav achrav v'ekram Moshe. What's that all about? He says, if you take a look, the second section opens officially with Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the Jewish people, a new opening, v'ekram Moshe al-Kal Yisrael, beginning Parakei, Lishma Yisrael achukim mishpatim and strain to Aseres HaDibros. He says, there's an intro. Right before then, at the very end of Perek Dalet, V'zos ha-Torah asher shom Moshe afnei b'nei Yisrael. This is the Torah that Moshe placed before the Jewish people. By the way, Rashi says there, this is talking about what's about to come. And then the Ksav HaKabbalah highlights, Perek Dal Pasuk Lamed Hey, Mem Hey. Eila ha-Eidos v'achukim v'amishpatim asher diber Moshe b'nei Yisrael b'tzei Samim Mitzrayim. Here it is. The following are the mitzvahs that he taught them when they left Mitzrayim, and again, Be'evar Yardin, Bagai, etc., as they're overlooking Eretz Canaan. So that's section two. And then finally, he turns our attention to section three in Perek Chav Zayin. Here we are. Let's take a look at what the Ksav HaKabbalah says. What's section three? Chela Gimel, the third of the three parts of Chumash Dvarim, min ha-brachos v'ha-klalos ad sof ha-Torah. The middle of Parshas Kisavah, beginning Perek Chav Zayin, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a one-time mitzvah for them, a hora'as shah. They're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, and this is the fulfillment of this is recorded in Sefer Yehoshua. They're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to make their way to a pair of mountains, Har Grizim, Har Evel, near Shechem, and they're going to enact the proclamation of the brachos and klalos around with the shvatim surrounding those two mountains, Har Grizim, Har Evel, the brachos and klalos. The Amar Sham Kodem Habrachos. Let's take a look at that. It says in Perek Chav Zayin, here you see they talk about Vayidaber Moshe v'hakohanim v'alevim v'kol Yisrael. Perek Chav Zayin pasuk tes. Moshe and the Kohen Levim speak to the Jewish people and said, look, now you're a nation and very quickly, Shiv, you have to keep the mitzvahs. Vayitzav Moshe sa'am bayom ahu le'mor. He tells them, here's what's going to be. You're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to have the brachos and the klalos. El yamdu levarach sa'am al ha'grizim. El yamdu al klala bar eval. Different shvatim and different sent around different mountains. And he says, right before, so that this is where it begins section three. Now we're done with the halacha. Now we're moving on to the final section. In the middle of Kisavo into Nitzavim Vayelech. Hazinu v'zos habracha, the brachas neklaus, the tochacha in Kisavo, and then with the discussion nitzavim vayelech into shiras hazinu, and that last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life in v'zos habracha. Now, and you notice he had thrown in the Ksav HaKabbalah thrown in. You know, as we're getting started with this, before the brachas, you hear the term ba'er heitev, and then you see here vayidaber Moshe. Let's see that, and let's figure out why that's important. Because right before the last mitzvah they were given, before brachas and kolos, you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, as you're crossing the Yarden, you're going to have these enormous stones. Gemara in the 7th parak of Sota discusses, they were putting stones into the Yarden, they were taking stones out of the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. There were these enormous stones that had the Torah inscribed upon them, and the last words of that is called Torah Zos. Upon these enormous stones, you're going to write the words of this Torah, Ba'er Heitev. Well explained. Remember hearing that anywhere? Ba'er Heitev? Where did we see that in the last few minutes? We saw that here, the very beginning of Chumash Dvar, in this week's Parsha. Remember, there were, over the course of those five introductory psukim, three mentions of Moshe speaking. Asher Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Diber Moshe B'nei Yisrael, and finally, Pasuk Hey, Ho'il Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah HaZos, explaining the Torah. So the Ksav HaKabbalah says, this five-word intro, the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, is laying out the structure of all of Chumash Dvarim. Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. Part 1, Musar, the first four prakim, history, and then directed Musar. Part 2 is Halacha, from the middle of Eschanon into the middle of Parshas Kisavo. And finally, that's the second, Diber Moshe of Bnei Yisrael. And finally, is the Ho'il Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Zos, that refers to the Ba'er Heitev, that last section, from the middle of Kisavo, from the Brachos and Klalos, on through the end of Chumash Devarim. And he has another fascinating twist up his sleeve. V'hisbonein, Ki haschola shlosha chelke sefer zeh. He says those three parts. How did they begin? The first section began Eila Hadvarim. The second section was Perek He. Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael, right? That restart. Then the third section was Vayidaber Moshe HaKohanim HaLevim. Eila Hadvarim Vayikra Vayidaber. Says Iksava Kabbalah, Gvaldik. Those three sections begin Kehaschalas Gimel Hasvarim Shmos Vayikra Bamidbar. Shmos begins with Eila. Vayikra obviously begins with Vayikra. And Bamidbar begins with the word Vayidaber. So this, when we talk about Sefer Devarim being a Mishneh Torah, Sefer Devarim being a review, a second time through the Torah, the Ramban stresses the fact, in his introduction, the fact that Devarim is a review of so much of the content of the preceding three Chumashim. So many of the mitzvahs appear again, often with added detail. The Ksava Kabbalah points out, it's structurally also Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar. And that's the way it quotes from the Medrash, Vayikra hu mali halachos, u'kenek d'dvarim nami mali halachos. Vayikra is full of dinim, full of very dense with halachos, and so too is the case with Devarim. Kolomar, he says, also chelk shebasefer Devarim, shehu keneged sefer Vayikra. The middle section of Devarim, which corresponds to Vayikra, Shama Madumer min amitzus. It's Malay Halachas. Who he says that's what the Gra said. He'ara nifla, a remarkable insight. Nachon ma'od. Wow. And he says many of the mafarshim work very hard, and the Ksava Kabbalah feels lechina nidchuk amafarshim. They work futilely to try to figure out how you make sense of these five psukim. The diber and the diber and the bear. Well, you know, why are we being so repetitive? So many farshim try to lechaber hey apsuk me'eli in yinechad. Some explain that they're all taught one thing. It says, nah, hemas yaradarko. It says diber three times. You can talk about three separate sections of the sefer. Now, I want just to add one nekuda, which is the following. There's one sort of hanging thread here. He explains the first section, the first four prakim of Devarim, about Musar, right? History, and then outright Musar. And then the second section, which is the lion's share, the vast middle of Sefer Devarim, from the middle of Aschanon all the way until the middle of Kisav, of Parakeh, all the way until Parakhav Zion, so that's mitzvahs, okay? And then what was the third section about? He never really told us. He said, well, it's Ba'er Heitev, it's well explained. What's it about? What's the significance of that third section of the Sefer? So if you think about it, I think what emerges is think of what's there, right? You have the brachas and klalas in the third section. That's how it opens, right? Just as you'll remember, the halachic section opened with Aseres Hadivros. So this third section opens with brachas and klalas, right? Then we get into the tochacha. What's going to happen? The story of Gullus. What's going to happen to Klal Yisrael if we don't follow through? Then Nitzavim is a focus for more about the bris between Kadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. As the Gemara in Sota explains, Nitzavim is about the fact that when we enter into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be a Klal Yisrael, not only just an aggregate of individuals. Eretz Yisrael is a national homeland which will bind us into a nation. Can a single tzibur can access Yisrael? Then Vayelech. The focus is on Moshe Rabbeinu, the final sort of element of giving over the Masorah to Yehoshua and the writing of the Sifrei Torah, the very visual, very vivid parts of the Masorah of Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua, from Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Ha'azinu is more about the story of Klal Yisrael and the Gullus and Geula v'Chiprat Maso Amo, and finally Vizos HaBracha wraps up the focus on the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael and on Masorah, highlighting the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Beyond Moshe Rabbeinu, no other Navi is going to be conveying Torah. Binavua, it's all going to be Derech Chachma. So what this last section is about, what he's referring to as the Ba'er Heitev, the well-explained, it's about the twin ideas of Masorah and Klal Yisrael. It's sort of like the meta piece of Chumash Devarim. For whom is Torah and how is it conveyed? So if you think about it, Chumash Devarim really is a microcosm of Torah. It is Mishnah Torah. The first section, what he was calling Musar, we could refer to more broadly as Agada. In all the senses of Agada, it tells stories, the history of Klal Yisrael, and it talks about Musar and Machshava. Right? Major ideas about the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, about Bechiras Yisrael, and about Hashgacha Pratis, and about Bechira Chafshas, are among the major Machshava ideas that appear in Devarim, the beginning of Vayeschanan, as well as pointed Musar, about here's what you need to be aware of, here's what you need to be careful of, and you need to rise above certain Nisyonos. So that's the full range of what we usually refer to as Agada, the stories of Klal Yisrael, and Machshava, and Musar. So that's the first section. The second section is Halacha. Right? Second section is the Mitzvahs. So those are the two major sections of the Torah Shabbat Peh. They're familiar to us from learning the Talmud Bavli, right? Agada and Halacha. That's the first section of Devarim is Agada. The second section of Devarim is Halacha. And then the last section of Devarim, the Ba'er Heitev, so that's the meta part of Torah. That's Torah about Torah. That's understanding how Masorah works, Masorah of Torah Shabbat, Masorah of Torah Shabbat Peh, and the formation of the unit of Klal Yisrael. The brachas and klalos and the tochacha and itzavim, then coming back again in the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the making of a nation. So that is Chumash Devarim, and he says and correspond though that's the Eileh HaDevarim and the Eileh and the Vayikra and the Vayidaber. Sefer Shmos is largely Agada, so the beginning, the Agadic portion of Chumash Devarim, which begins with an Eila, corresponds to the Eila Shmos. As he pointed out, the middle portion of Chumash Devarim, which is Halacha, corresponds to Vayikra. And finally, the last part of Chumash Devarim, which is, as he refers to, about the Ba'er Heitev, which, as we discussed the last couple minutes, the twin themes of Masorah of Torah, Nevuas Moshe, and the Masor of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, as well as the formation and the understanding of the unit of Kali Yisrael. So those are major themes in Chumash Bamidbar. Right? In Baal Oscha in particular, the focus on Moshe Rabbeinu the Navi, the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is adjudicated again in Parshas Korach, when Korach challenges and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews and reinforces the uniqueness and the primacy of Nevuas Moshe. And so Masorah, and then again, we had towards the end of Chumash, Bamidbar, the appointment of the last couple of weeks of laning, the appointment of Yehoshua, of the first of the Sanhedrin, and then of Yehoshua to be the next leader, and the passing the smicha to Yehoshua. So the theme of the Masorah of Torah, Nevuas Moshe, and the Masorah to the next generation was a major theme in Bamidbar. Another major theme in Bamidbar was the formation of Klal Yisrael, especially towards the second half of Chumash Bamidbar, the focus on the 40th year, in the beginning of the 40, really forming a tzibur as we prepare to enter Eretz Yisrael. So that's Chumash Devarim in a nutshell. And as he quotes, it speaks to those hinted at by the words that begin each section, the Eila and the Vayikra and Perakeh, and the Vayedaber and Perak Chav Zayin, and highlighted by the Psukim that come before and that explain what's about to happen, and the Perak Dal, you're about to hear Mitzvahs, being Perak Chav Zayin, you're about to hear the Ba'er Heitev, and of course they start in very significant ways. The Halacha section begins with the pinnacle of Halacha and giving of Halacha, which is Aseres HaDibros. The Ba'er Heitev begins with the first very public expression of Klal Yisrael as a unit, the brachas and klalos, and if it all comes back, it's all already been laid out in abstract form in the first five psukim of Parshas of Chumash Devarim. That's the table of contents, what this remarkable sefer will be offering us. I both say thank you so much. We have so much ahead of us in Yitzchem to learn and enjoy in the upcoming sedras of the next couple of months. Thank you. Isn't it an incredible Ksava Kabbalah? Incredible Vilnagon, no? Shmak.